This is Trivia for Kids, where it's not just for adults anymore.
Who's ready for another week of trivia?
I am.
I am too. I'm Casey.
I'm Quinn.
And we're here to bring you Trivia for Kids, the podcast.
Woo-hoo.
Quinn, spring is in the air. Do you feel it?
Yeah, with my allergies.
Where did they come from?
I don't even know.
Yeah, your voice is a little raspy today. All of a sudden, your allergies, which you've never really had, just kind of kicked up. So sorry about that. Hopefully they're just seasonal and go away pretty quickly, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know what I hope doesn't go away quickly?
Jokes.
You knew what I was going to say.
I always know what you're going to say.
Joke number one comes from listener Harlow.
Thank you, Harlow.
She made this one up. Who do you call at 9/11?
Who?
911. Right? I mean, only if there's an emergency.
Yes.
Not just for fun. Our next joke was actually submitted by two different sets of kids. That's when you know it's a great joke, when two different kids suggest it.
Oh, actually?
The first suggestion was from Zara and Zaid.
Thank you, Zara and Zaid.
And from Charles and Chase.
Thank you, Charles and Chase.
What do you call a fish with no eye?
Fish. Fish.
What do you call a dead fish with no eye?
Dead fish.
Soosh. Get it?
Yeah.
Take out the iron fish, you have fish. Take out the iron sushi and you have soosh. Those are great. And the last joke comes from listener Beckham. Thank you, Beckham. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Atch.
Atch who?
Bless you. You didn't. You fell right for it. That was perfect.
That's
awesome. All right, let's start the trivia, shall
let's
we?
Let's do that.
Let's do it.
Here's how the show works. Trivia for Kids consists of 5 rounds with 7 questions each. We will announce the answers at the end of each round. Each new round will have a different category. After the 5th round, we will have the final exam, which will test you on the toughest questions we have covered in the previous rounds. Everyone ready? Let's get started!
Round number 1, the category is cartoons. Question 1. In the cartoon Hey Dougie, Dougie is the leader of the Squirrel Club, which is an after-school club where kids go to have adventures and earn activity badges. What kind of animal is Dougie? Question 2. In The Simpsons, what color is the mom Marge's hair? Question 3. In Gravity Falls, what is the name of the man that is an employee of the Mystery Shack and almost always wears a baseball cap and a shirt with a question mark on it? Dipper, Seuss, or Grunkle Stan? Question 4. In Peppa Pig, what color is Mommy Pig's dress? Question 5. In the Netflix series Storybots, all of the Storybots' names start with what letter? Question 6. What is the name of the city in the cartoon DuckTales? Duckburg, Duckville, or Duck Creek? Question 7. As the lone land animal in Bikini Bottom, what U.S. state does Sandy Cheeks come from? And now the answers to round number one. Question one. In the cartoon Hey Dougie, Dougie is the leader of the Squirrel Club, which is an after-school club where kids go to have adventures and earn activity badges. What kind of animal is Dougie?
A squirrel?
He's a dog! Dougie is a friendly brown dog, the leader of the squirrels, and is responsible for organizing their activities and making sure that everyone is having fun. I don't know who the squirrels are. I don't know why a dog leads them, but I think that's kind of funny. Question two. In The Simpsons, what color is the mom Marge's hair?
Blue.
Marge has big, tall, blue hair. I was Marge Simpson for Halloween once, and I had a large, blue, tall wig that I wore.
There was a wig that actually stood up in your hair?
Yes. I think we still have it. It's very old, though. Question three. In Gravity Falls, what is the name of the man that is an employee of the Mystery Shack and almost always wears a baseball cap and a shirt with a question mark on it? Dipper, Seuss, or Grunkle Stan?
Seuss.
Seuss is the answer. Did you know that Seuss is short for Jesus Ramirez, and he is a 22-year-old man who works as a handyman at the Mystery Shack and is a friend of Dipper and Mabel, and he provides them transportation when they need it. I didn't realize that Seuss was 22. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Do they talk about that in the show? Regardless, he is a very funny character. Question four. In Peppa Pig, what color is Mommy Pig's dress?
Orange.
It is orange. And you know what I saw online?
What?
I think I read that Mommy and Daddy Pig are having another baby. Yes! I hope that's not a spoiler, but I think I saw that in a new season of Peppa Pig, Mommy Pig's gonna have another baby. That's very exciting. Question five. In the Netflix series Storybots, all of the Storybots' names start with what letter?
B.
Correct. Their names are Beep, Bing, Bang, Boop, and Bo.
I knew Bo.
Well, if you knew one, then you knew the answer.
Bo's the big purple one.
Okay, that's a good show. I like that show. Question six. What is the name of the city in the cartoon DuckTales? Duckburg, Duckville, or Duck Creek?
Duckburg.
Life is like a hurricane here in Duckburg. Race cars, lasers, airplanes. It's a duck blur. Great theme song. I love that DuckTales theme song. Question seven. As the lone animal in Bikini Bottom, what U.S. state does Sandy Cheeks come from?
Texas.
She's from Texas. That is correct. The Lone Star State is where Sandy Cheeks is from.
I have never watched a full episode of SpongeBob or like more than 5 minutes of an episode of SpongeBob.
Then how did you know the answer?
Because you said Lone Star State. You said Lone something State.
Oh, no. I said she was the lone land animal. I didn't even realize that was a hint. Good trivia game theory, Miss Quinn. Round number two. The category is Ancient Egypt. Question one. What animal was considered sacred by ancient Egyptians? Question two. Ancient Egyptians used pumice, eggshells, ashes, and crushed ox hooves for what? Food, toothpaste, or soap? Question three. In ancient Egypt, almost everyone had what hairstyle? Question four. What river did ancient Egyptians drink from and bathe in? The Rhine, the Thames, or the Nile? Question five. True or false? In ancient Egypt, Riding camels was the main mode of transportation. Question 6. What was the name of the burial process used to keep the body preserved for the afterlife? Question 7. The first plague that God unleashed on the Egyptians when he sent Moses to free the Israelites was when he turned water into what? Blood, wine, or mud? Answers to the second round. Question 1. What animal was considered sacred by ancient Egyptians?
Cats.
You're right, it was cats. It is thought that most families kept a cat as a pet, which they believed would bring the household good luck. I hope that bearded dragons and turtles bring our household good luck, because we don't have a cat anymore. Question 2. Ancient Egyptians used pumice, eggshells, ashes, and crushed ox hooves for what? Food, toothpaste, or soap?
Toothpaste.
That's right. Egyptians are believed to be the first people to use substances made out of various ingredients to clean their teeth since 5000 BC. I also read that because they used pumice, which is like a porous rock, that they brushed off all the enamel on their teeth and made them really delicate and sensitive. They like brushed off all the good stuff. Question 3. In ancient Egypt, almost everyone had what hairstyle?
The Cleopatra one.
What's that?
Shoulder length. The men had like the bald with the ponytail on the head. I don't know, but the girls had like the hairstyle with the bangs and the
like long, black, straight shoulder length hair. The answer actually is almost everyone shaved their heads bald.
That's what is going to be the second guess.
Lice was such a huge problem that going bald was a practical way to keep the lice out.
Oy.
Wow, that's crazy.
I wouldn't want to shave my hair off.
I wouldn't either, but if lice was rampant, I'd do it rather than dealing with that. No, thank you. Question 4. What river did the ancient Egyptians drink from and bathe in? The Rhine, the Thames, or the Nile?
The Nile.
That is correct. The Nile River was the primary source of water for the ancient Egyptians, providing them with water for drinking, bathing, and irrigation. What is irrigation?
Crop system.
Crops, where you use the water from the river to water your crops. Correct. Question 5, true or false? In ancient Egypt, riding camels was the main mode of transportation.
False. They rode their cats.
Well, it is false, but they did not ride their cats. Horses were actually used for riding and in wars, and donkeys were used for agricultural work. They did not start riding camels until much later. Question 6. What was the name of the burial process used to keep the body preserved for the afterlife?
Mummification.
Mummification is correct. Turning people into?
Mummies.
Mummies. Hundreds of square meters of bandages were used in making mummies. I think when they were unwrapped, like they unwrapped some mummies when they found them later to study them, and they just had to keep unwinding and unwinding and unwinding. And the scientists were probably like, what is happening? Look at all these bandages. Question 7. The first plague that God unleashed on the Egyptians when he sent Moses to free the Israelites was when he turned water into what? Blood, wine, or mud?
Blood.
It is blood. In the book of Exodus, Moses strikes the Nile River with his staff, causing the water to turn to blood, killing the fish, and making the water undrinkable. So like we talked about in question 4, they used the Nile River for everything. They used it for drinking, bathing, irrigation, recreation, all the things.
And then they couldn't use it.
And then they couldn't use it. So could you imagine? Blood is very like thick and sticky and oh, that would be a sight to see.
It'd be a bad sight.
It would be a bad sight to
see.
Not
be a good thing.
I agree. Round number three. The category is plants, trees, and flowers. Question one. In the Plants vs. Zombies game, what is normally the first plant you grow during the daytime that helps you generate sunlight to grow other plants? Question two. What do you call plants that don't lose their leaves and keep them all year long? Deciduous, evergreen, or annuals? Question three. Christmas trees are typically what tree species? Question four. How do ferns reproduce themselves? Spores, pollination, or grafting? Question five. True or false? Plants communicate with each other. Question six. How old is the oldest living tree? Around 1,000 years, around 2,500 years, or over 4,000 years old? Question seven. What do you call plants that live underwater? Amphibious, aquatic, or shallow? Answers to round number three. Question one. In the game Plants vs. Zombies, what is normally the first plant you grow during the daytime that helps you generate sunlight to grow other plants?
A sunflower.
Yes, a sunflower. The basic sun producer is the sunflower. The nighttime sun producer is the sun shroom. Sun-producing plants are plants that generate sun over time when planted. The more on the lawn, the more sun will be generated. Have you ever played Plants vs. Zombies?
No.
Is it an Xbox game? Is it a computer game? Is it an app?
Phone game.
Oh, okay.
I think it can be really any, but I think that, like, I don't know. Maybe.
Well,
don't quote me on that.
I hope the plants beat the zombies. I like plants more than I like zombies, so go plants. Question two. What do you call plants that don't lose their leaves and keep them all year long? Deciduous, evergreen, or annuals?
Evergreen.
Correct. Evergreen literally means evergreen and refers to plants that retain their foliage throughout the year, unlike deciduous plants, which shed their leaves seasonally. Makes sense.
That does make sense. Not the deciduous word.
I wish that deciduous was as easy as evergreen. Like deciduous was like
not
lose leaves.
Green.
Yeah, never green or lose leaves and evergreens. That would be much easier to remember. Question three. Christmas trees are typically what tree species?
Evergreen pine trees.
That is correct. They are mostly fir, pine, or spruces. They are evergreen. That is true. Because Christmas trees don't lose their leaves. Question four. How do ferns reproduce themselves? Spores, pollination, or grafting?
Spores.
Good guess. Spores is correct. Ferns do not flower but reproduce from spores, which are produced from the brown scales on the underside of mature fronds. Do you know what a fern is?
Yeah.
Okay. A fern is like a plant that has a long branch kind of thing with skinny little leaves on it. And those branches with the leaves are called fronds. So on the underside of those fronds is the spores. Millions of these tiny spores are scattered by the wind and, with luck, land on damp soil. When these germinate, they grow into small plants. Wow. Nature is so interesting. Like, the way nature works and the way everything happens is just magical. Question 5, true or false? Plants communicate with each other.
True.
You are right. Plants talk to each other in different ways, by using their root systems or by releasing chemical signals called volatile organic compounds into the air. There are also new studies that showed many different plant species make ultrasonic sounds to communicate stress. What? I love learning new stuff like this. That's so interesting.
They can communicate? I never would have guessed that. True, but yeah. I was like, well, this is a trivia podcast and everything's always crazy, so.
Everything's always crazy on Trivia for Kids. Question 6. How old is the oldest living tree? Around 1,000 years? Around 2,500 years? Or over 4,000 years?
Over 4,000 years. 2,500. Is it 1,000?
The oldest living tree is a bristlecone pine tree in California named Methuselah, and it's 4,853 years old. That means Methuselah is older than the pyramids. Who is Methuselah in the Bible?
A girl.
What? Methuselah was the man, the oldest living man in the Bible. So they named the oldest tree Methuselah. That's a great name. Question 7. What do you call plants that live underwater? Amphibious, aquatic, or shallow?
Aquatic.
Aquatic plants is the answer. Plants that live underwater are called aquatic plants or hydrophytes. There are 3 different kinds. Submerged plants are completely underwater and can be rooted or unrooted. Examples would be like seagrasses or seaweed. Floating plants have leaves that float on the water's surface, like water lilies or lotuses. And the last one is trailing floating plants, which are rooted in shallow areas near the bank and form floating mats that extend over the water. They hook onto the ground and then they float over the water. So submerged, floating, and trailing floating. Round number 4, the category is Harry Potter. Question 1. What kind of spell is Wingardium Leviosa? A levitation spell, a light creation spell, or a truth spell? Question 2. What are the house colors of Gryffindor? Question 3. What was the profession of Hermione's muggle parents? Doctors, dentists, or teachers? Question 4. What is Ron most scared of? Girls, snakes, or spiders? Question 5. What does the spell Reparo do? Question 6. Who is Nearly Headless Nick? A wizard, a ghost, or a Death Eater? Question 7. True or false? Ginny is the only girl of the Weasley children. Round number 4 answers. Question 1. What kind of spell is Wingardium Leviosa? A levitation spell, a light creation spell or a truth spell?
A levitating spell.
You are right. One of the first charms taught at Hogwarts, Wingardium Leviosa, allows casters to levitate objects. Although students first experimented on smaller, lighter objects, such as feathers, ultimately the charm could be used on much heavier items. This reminds...
Leviosa.
That's exactly what I was going to say when Hermione goes, it's Leviosa, not Leviosa, or whatever it is. I love her. Question two. What are the house colors of Gryffindor?
Yellow and red.
Close. I mean, technically red and gold, but I will accept yellow. What house do you think you would be picked in by the Sorting Hat?
Ravenclaw? I don't know. What would you think?
I think you'd be Slytherin.
That was going to be definitely for a second.
I don't know what I'd be. I think I'd hope to be a...
She'd not be in the house. She'd be the hat.
I'd be the hat? Okay, I'll be the hat. I'd be the headmaster.
No, that was a joke. That was a joke.
I'd be Professor McGonagall. I'd be the professor of trivia. Wingardium Triviosa would be my Triviosa, not Triviosa. Question three. What was the profession of Hermione's muggle parents? Were they doctors, dentists, or teachers?
Dentists.
They are dentists. That is correct. Question four. What is Ron most scared of? Girls, snakes, or spiders?
Spiders.
Had to be spiders. He does not love spiders. That was pretty good. For as poor as my accents have been.
Spiders.
Spiders. Oh, Harry, I don't like spiders. Question five. What does the spell Reparo do?
Repairs things.
Repairs or fixes things. I remember Harry's glasses broke and then they were like, Reparo, and it fixed them right up. That would be nice to have. Question six. Who is Nearly Headless Nick? A wizard, a ghost, or a Death Eater?
A ghost.
Nearly Headless Nick, or to give him his official name, Nicholas Demimsy Porpington, was the Gryffindor house ghost. Made famous for the fact that his head was attached to his body by a single flap of skin. So he's nearly headless. Not quite, because that one flap of skin is holding
what
it on.
What happened?
I don't, do we know? Regardless of what happened, it wasn't good. Question seven, true or false? Ginny is the only girl of the Weasley children.
That's true.
It is true. She's the only girl of Bill, Charles, Percy, Fred, George, Ron, and Ginny, all the Weasley children. And the parents' names are Molly and...
Fred.
Arthur?
No, that's the son. Arthur!
Arthur and Molly. Full Weasley family. Round five, the category is hockey. Question one. Which hockey legend scored a record 10 hat tricks in one NHL season? Question two. How many periods are there in a hockey game? Question three. On average, how fast does the puck fly when shot at the goal in an NHL game? Question four. What's the fantastic name of the NHL team from San Jose? Question five. Captains on a hockey team can have one of two letters sewn onto their hockey jersey. Can you name one of the two letters? Question six. The Rocket Richard Trophy is given to the NHL player who does what each hockey season? Saves the most goals, scores the most goals, or spends the most time in the penalty box? Question 7. According to NHL.com, in the 2024-2025 season, Connor McDavid is ranked as the number one player in the NHL. Which team does he play for? The Edmonton Oilers, the Pittsburgh Penguins, or the Boston Bruins? And now the answers to round number 5. We couldn't talk about Brooks's favorite sport without bringing him in. Hi, Brooks. How are you? Are you excited to talk about hockey? We went to the Pittsburgh Penguins NHL game when we were in Pittsburgh, and Brooks has been crazy about hockey ever since, aren't you?
Yeah.
What do you like about hockey?
I don't know.
You like fights? I will say that is one of the best parts about hockey. I think everybody can agree with that. Question 1. Which hockey legend scored a record 10 hat tricks in one NHL season?
Wayne Gretzky.
Wayne Gretzky is the answer. It's hard to say. Wayne Gretzky. Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky scored 10 hat tricks in the 1981 and 82 NHL season. He played for the Edmonton Oilers during that season. Gretzky also scored 92 goals for the Oilers during the 81-82 season with an accuracy rate of 24.9%. Gretzky has the most career hat tricks in the NHL with 50.
So he used to be the best player?
He is the GOAT of hockey. Wayne Gretzky is the greatest of all time in hockey. So a hat trick is when one person scores 3 goals in one game. And then everybody takes off their hat and throws it onto the ice. It's just tradition. If you're wearing a hat, you throw it out onto the rink. And then they have to come around and sweep up all the hats. Question 2. How many periods are there in a hockey game?
3.
3 is the answer. Yes, there are 3 periods in hockey. So you play a period, then they get a break, then you play the second one, then you get a break, then they play the third one, and the game is over. Question 3. On average, how fast does the puck fly when shot at the goal in an NHL game?
100.
Between 80 and 100 miles per hour. Or 128 to 160 kilometers per hour. That is so fast. No wonder so many hockey players are missing teeth. If you got hit in the face with a puck going that fast, it would just pop your teeth right out. Question 4. What's the fantastic name of the NHL team from San Jose? They are the San Jose Sharks.
I thought you meant, like, a person.
Nope. I was looking for their team name. Did you know that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. San Jose Sharks. Question 5. Captains on a hockey team have one of 2 letters sewn onto their hockey jersey. Can you name one of these 2 letters? They either have a C for captain or an A for alternate captain. So Sidney Crosby has a C sewn on his jersey because he's the captain. Chris Letang, like on your jersey, has an A on his jersey because he's the alternate captain. So the player with the A becomes the captain if the actual captain is not on the ice at that time. Question 6. The Rocket Richard Trophy is given to the NHL player who does what each hockey season? Saves the most goals, scores the most goals, or spends the most time in the penalty box?
Goals!
The person who scores the most goals gets the Rocket Richard Trophy, which is an award given to the National Hockey League's top goal scorer each year. The trophy was introduced in 1999 and named after the legendary Montreal Canadiens player. He must have been pretty good to get a hockey trophy named after him. Question 7. According to NHL.com, Connor McDavid is ranked as the number one player in the NHL. Which team does he play for? The Edmonton Oilers, the Pittsburgh Penguins or the Boston Bruins?
Edmonton Oilers.
He plays for the Edmonton Oilers. Connor McDavid is considered one of the best hockey players in the world, primarily due to his exceptional speed, agility, and playmaking ability, which often leave opponents struggling to keep up with him on the ice. Drawing comparisons to legendary players like Wayne Gretzky, his quickness and offensive dominance are considered unparalleled in the NHL today, which basically means Connor McDavid is an awesome hockey player.
I wish he was on Pittsburgh.
Well, that's funny because when we went to the NHL game, the Penguins played the Oilers. We got to see Connor McDavid, but who won the game?
Me.
You won the game? No, the Penguins won the game. And now it's time for the final exam. Now remember, you've heard these questions in the previous rounds, but these were the hardest ones we've had. So use your memory and try to think back to what the answers are. Question one, what is the name of the city in the cartoon DuckTales?
Duckburg.
Question two, what river did ancient Egyptians drink from and bathe in?
The Nile River.
Question three, what do you call plants that live underwater?
Aquatic.
Question four, what was the profession of Hermione's muggle parents?
Dentists.
Question five, in the 2024-2025 season, which hockey team does Connor McDavid play for?
The Edmonton Oilers.
Question six, how do ferns reproduce themselves?
Spores.
Question seven, what animal was considered sacred by ancient Egyptians?
Cats.
And here come your shout-outs. Hey, Dougie comes from Daniel.
Thank you, Daniel.
The Simpsons comes from Maxwell.
Thank you, Maxwell.
Harry Potter spells comes from Marlo.
Thank you, Marlo.
Ancient Egypt comes from Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Plants comes from Carolyn and her mom, Doris.
Thank you, Carolyn and Doris.
And hockey comes from Liam.
Thank you, Liam.
And here come your birthdays. Our first birthday shout out goes to listener Aria, who is turning 9. Happy birthday, Aria. She loves Sonic the Hedgehog, art, and spending time with her friends. And she does archery. Very cool. Aria, you are 9. And you love Sonic and art. Oh, Aria, I hope you get to spend some time with your friends and do some archery. Hope you hit the bullseye. Aria, happy birthday! The next shout out goes to listener Lala, who is turning 8. Happy birthday, Lala. She loves skiing, playing soccer and basketball, gymnastics, playing piano, and reading. She is a wonderful daughter, sister, and friend. And her parents say that she brightens their day and is always making them laugh. And they love you very much, Lala. La, 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 it's your 8th birthday. La, 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 you love skiing and playing soccer and basketball and gymnastics. La, 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 and you play piano. La, 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 hope your day is great. Lala, happy birthday! And the next birthday shout out goes to listener Paisley, who is turning 7. Happy birthday, Paisley. She is from Charlotte, North Carolina. She loves mermaids and unicorns, playing with her brother Bennett and her best friend Millie. She likes to sing, dance, and everything arts and crafts. Paisley, can't you see that you are turning 7? You love mermaids and unicorns and playing with Bennett and Millie. You like to sing, You like to dance. You like to do arts and crafts. Happy birthday, Paisley. Happy birthday! Our next birthday shout out goes to listener Grace, who is turning 8. Happy birthday, Grace. She loves to read, play softball, and draw. And she is also a huge New York Knicks fan. Grace loves playing with her little sister, Catherine, and her baby brother, Luke. And she loves to eat tacos. Me too. Grace, it's your birthday. And you're turning 8. You love to read and play softball and draw. I hope the Knicks win for you. And I hope that you get to eat all the tacos. Happy birthday, Grace. Our next birthday shout out goes to listener Verity, who is turning 9. Happy birthday, Verity. She loves roller skating, Bluey, reading, art, trivia, and jokes. And she loves being a big sister to her sister Venus and also her puppy, whose name is Muffin. She's the very best friend you could ever have, and all of her teachers absolutely love her. Verity, I'd like to see you on your 9th birthday, and you could play some roller skates and watch some Bluey and do some art and read and do trivia and jokes. It would be so fun to hang with you and your sister Venus and your dog Muffin. Happy birthday, Verity! Our next birthday shout out goes to Charlotte, who is turning 7. Charlotte is our neighbor to the north in Toronto, Canada. She likes alicorns, playing with her best friends, Hannah and Asha, and loves her cousins, Brooks and Collins, who she just visited in Florida. That sounds so fun. I hope you got to go to the ocean. Charlotte, you are turning 7. And you live in Toronto, that's in Canada. You like alicorns and your friends and your cousins in Florida. Happy birthday, Charlotte. Our next birthday goes to Forrest, who is turning 8. Happy birthday, Forrest. He loves sports and games, especially baseball and chess. He is currently reading the entire Harry Potter series. I hope you got all those Harry Potter questions right, Forrest. Forrest, you are turning 8. And you love to play baseball and chess. You are reading Harry Potter. We wish you the very best birthday, Forrest. Happy birthday! Our next shout out goes to listener Chip, who is turning 5. Happy birthday, Chip. He lives in Fort Carson, Colorado, where his dad serves in the Army. Thank you for your service. Chip loves all things Paw Patrol, Spidey and Friends, and Bat Wheels. He also loves swimming, skiing, reading, and riding his bike with his big sister and neighbors. Chip, you're turning 5, and you live in Colorado. You love Paw Patrol and Spidey and Friends and Bat Wheels and riding your bike with your neighbor and your sister. Happy birthday, Chip. Yeah. Our next shout out goes to Lucas, who is turning 12. Happy birthday, Lucas. He is a Pokemon pro who loves video games, Color Guard, his dog Eevee, and bearded dragon Fluffy. We should get Rico and Fluffy together so they could hang out. Lucas, you are 12 years old. That is gold. Are you cold? You love Pokemon and video games and Color Guard. And your dog, Eevee, and your bearded dragon, Fluffy. Happy birthday, Lucas. Hope that 12 is great. Yeah! Our next birthday shout out goes to listener Luca, who is turning 6. Happy birthday, Luca. He loves playing football with his dad in the basement and is a big fan of Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears. He is having a great year as a big kindergartner, and he loves Legos, T-ball, and going to Disney World. He is the best brother to his 2 sisters, and he's a good sport for going along with all of their pretend games. That's so nice. Luca also loves Justin Timberlake music. Luca, you are turning six. Happy birthday, birthday. You love football and the Chicago Bears. Great. You are a kindergartner and you love Legos, T-ball. And you're the best brother to your two sisters. So cool. Happy birthday, Luca. Our last birthday shout out is belated. Happy belated birthday to Charlie, who turned 9. Happy birthday, Charlie. Charlie, it's gnarly that we forgot your birthday. We are sorry, Charlie, that we did not get you a shout out on your actual birthday, but we are doing it late, so we hope it was great. Happy belated, Charlie. Hope that 9 is fine. Happy birthday. Quinn, here comes your conversation starter. What is the best book you've ever read?
Maze Runner.
Maze Runner. You really loved that book.
Oh, man. 1, 2, or 3, I can't decide.
And then you and Dad watched the movies. I didn't watch them
with
you.
Just a second. I didn't watch the third one yet.
Oh.
Pretty intense. I wouldn't recommend reading them, though.
Until you're older, like you. More mature teenager. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have the best week ever. Thank you for listening to the Trivia for Kids podcast. If you have not done so already, please give us a 5-star review. Please subscribe to our podcast so that you never miss a new episode on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Trivia for Kids Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can catch all of our live videos. You can email us at triviaforkidspodcast@gmail.com, and birthday shoutouts are available for Patreon subscribers.